Talking with Tyler Norvell, of course, with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Tyler, you've got a new role since I think last time we talked. Tell me a little bit about this new position. In fact, Glory, of course, is moving on to a position heading up what, Oklahoma Rail Association?
Railroad Association. Glory's the new executive director and also lobbyist for the Oklahoma Railroad Association, and just extremely happy for her to move on. And I can't be more excited about the opportunity. It's going to be big shoes and tough shoes to fill. Lori's done a tremendous job and offered a lot of leadership and guidance for me the last 5 years, but I'm excited about the opportunity. 5 years ago when Farm Bureau hired me straight out of college, I told them besides my religion and my family, I had my passions in life are politics and agriculture, and that's what I do with this job. And it's not a task that I take lightly because I'm not only representing all of agriculture and farmers and ranchers across the state, but it's my livelihood. It's what I grew up doing.
Now, as we speak, Oklahoma Farm Bureau Convention getting underway. Policy is going to be set over the next couple of days. Tell me a little bit about the process.
Ron, we've been working on policy development since the first week in August, so that's quite a ways. And throughout, we started with our August area meetings to provoke thought and start policy talk. In September and October, we had our county resolutions and county annual meetings where resolutions were put forward. Then 3 weeks ago, we had our state resolutions committee, and that committee of 50 people from across the state narrowed down the 500 resolutions originally submitted down to about 100. And those 100 will be voted on tomorrow all day by the voting delegates put forward from their counties.
Now, not to presume on what the delegates are going to say, but give me some broad policy themes that you think are going to emerge.
Well, one thing we're going to do is try to more clearly define or what we want the definition of animal husbandry to look like. What are acts of animal husbandry? That's one thing. Another thing that's very important to our people is the Administrative Procedures Act, requiring legislative approval of agency rules that are put forward. Instead of now, the legislature has to disapprove agency rules or they become law. And then on the national level, and what I'm excited to hear, is our Farm Bill discussion. You know, we have the 2012 Farm Bill coming up, and that's something really big to our members, and I think that will be a very passionate debate upon our membership and a debate that needs to be had. And then the last thing I would say is the dust regulation. You know, we're going to continue to make strong policy to make sure that the EPA is not going to come in and regulate dust.
Now, regarding Farm Bill, that kind of brings us to the subject of Oklahoma's role in that 2012 Farm Bill debate, and that's all about Frank Lucas.
Absolutely. It was the biggest story for Oklahoma agriculture the night of the election. A gentleman, a farmer and rancher from Oklahoma, is the chairman of the United States House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas, a good friend of all of ours. And Frank's going to get to help shape the Farm Bill up there, along with the Senate, who we're not sure who the Senate agriculture chairman will be. But we just really look forward to working closely with Congressman Lucas to do what we can to help Oklahoma agriculture the best.
Now, I know that Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and again, not trying to presume on your delegates, but you're going to be talking about what role the direct payment should be. A lot of other farm bureaus in some other states, Iowa, for example, saying that they'd like to maybe reduce the direct payment or get rid of it altogether and put that money somewhere else.
And that's going to be the biggest debate. That was the question we put forward. You know, we don't want to choose, but let's be realistic. The Farm Bill is going to be cut, and how should we spend a scarce government dollar? On direct payments or on crop insurance? And as you mentioned, Iowa has said they want to do away with direct payments and put in crop insurance. The resolution that was put forward from the committee, it's not final, was that we support direct payments over crop insurance, but I know there's some members that have concerns on the other side, and I think that's going to be the biggest debate coming up this weekend. I'm real interested to hear where the membership wants to go, because as my position, it's not to set the policy, it's to go and implement the policy that our members set. So I'm looking forward to hearing the discussion.
Now, let's talk a little bit about at the state level. We've, of course, got a new Republican governor. We've got a very strong Republican legislature. Seats were gained in both bodies. And we're seeing some Oklahoma rural folks being put in some very key positions. Governor-elect Fallon, first of all, has named a Secretary of Agriculture in Jim Reese. I know Farm Bureau immediately came out with a very strong statement of support.
Yes, we've worked well with the Secretary to be Jim Reese. Throughout the legislature in the 80s and 90s, then the state FSA director in the late 90s or in the 2000s, and then the past couple of years as senior policy advisor to the speaker. We really look forward to working with Jim and advancing agriculture in the state of Oklahoma, and we're very excited about Representative Del DeWitt from Brahman and his opportunity to be majority leader in the House, and then a former or a Farm Bureau member and former Farm Bureau employee, and now the floor leader in the state Senate. Mike Schultz and his opportunity to do there, and then Jeff Hickman being elected pro tem of the House, who's a former Young Farmer and Rancher member of Farm Bureau. So, yeah, there's some great rural people getting in key leadership positions.
One thing that I know that's going to have to be done in 2011, and Dale DeWitt's going to be right in the middle of that, is redistricting.
That's right. Representative Dale DeWitt is the co-chairman of the House Redistricting Committee, and then Senator Mike Schultz is the co-chairman of the Senate Redistricting Committee. So that is excellent for rural Oklahoma, because as we all know, we've lost population in some areas, and we're going to have to fight to keep our key rural seats.